Welcome back to Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. I'm Rashmi, joined by my co-host Olivia.
Today, we're talking about diversifying income. It's easiest to understand this concept in the context of millionaires.
Right, so think of your rich person of choice. Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos. There's something that most of the ultra-rich have in common. So let's zoom in on Elon Musk. He's gotten an approximate of $244.4 billion in net worth. Now, who else wouldn't want a net worth greater than the GDP of some countries? His main sources of wealth are Tesla and SpaceX.
There's that key word, and. Elon Musk is the richest person in the world who's the CEO of multiple prominent companies, including Tesla and SpaceX. He's bought Twitter, and he has additional assets too. Yes, Musk has incredible wealth from successful company growth, but he also has various sources of income, different ways to earn that net worth.
A diverse income is essential to success after your initial source of income has been maxed out. There's only so much that you can earn from one income source, and that's one of the only benefits of a diverse income.
But before we get too deep into that, let's define what we're talking about. A diverse income, or diversified income, means gaining earnings from two or more sources rather than just one job. This helps protect you from letting losing one source of income destroy your entire financial world.
Right. Think of the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's kind of like the mantra of personal finance. But that's what we're talking about here. A diversified income portfolio is a simple way to ensure that you have a or multiple safety nets to fall back on if one falls through. For example, if you lose your job.
Right. This diversified portfolio can include investments across assets like equities, fixed income, commodities, cash, and more. You could also consider savings as a sort of fallback income. Going back to our previous topic of retirement, having multiple streams of income can improve your ability to build wealth and to fund retirement. Well, to be fair, everything is easier when you have more income, more money.
Yeah, and so there are two types of income that you can have, active and passive. We've certainly mentioned these terms before, but let's redefine them in terms of income. Active money is earned from consistent time and energy put into something, like working a typical 9-to-5 job or running a business. Passive income is less time intensive and sort of runs itself, like rental properties, royalties, or investments. This is the income that you usually look for when diversifying your income, since it pays while you rest.
Extra active income is a time commitment many people can't actually commit to. Working a full-time job is enough. Add another entire side hustle that takes away valuable free time you already have limited. That's why passive income is usually the way to go. Unless you're a complete pro or super dedicated, at which point, go for it.
Yeah, but for the average person, passive income is probably a really, really good option. So, you've probably heard of the term seven streams of income, which is usually attributed to making the ultra-rich rich. So, what are the seven streams? First is earned income, the most common traditional form of active income. It's an exchange for a job, usually with a wage or salary or commission. It's a solid place of earning income from being consistent and reliable in order to cover your basics, food, housing, insurance, etc.
But earning power can be limited with only earned income. Although most people start there, there are six more ways to earn income. There's much more to do. Next is capital gains, profits from selling assets like stocks, real estate, or artwork, for more than you paid yourself. It's the difference between your sale and your purchase that is the gain. This earning method depends on the type of asset and how long you hold it. It's a more passive income source since usually you're not constantly selling your house, but it can be unreliable and requires that you actually own capital to begin with. Plus, once you sell one asset, you need to buy or own another to earn another capital gain after you sell the second one.
Another passive source of income is interest income, generated by lending money to other people. The interest is the sale price for money and a reliable or predictable source of income. It's more low risk and can be done in various ways, such as high yield savings accounts, certificates of deposit, or investment in government securities, which we'll be talking about in the future. Though, do keep in mind that these assets can be vulnerable if they have fixed rates that don't account for inflation and that taxes do apply.
Dividend income is another passive income that comes from owning stocks that pay, you guessed it, dividends. They're more stable than capital gains and are not tied to the volatility of the stock market, since dividends are paid directly from company profits. It usually keeps up with inflation as well, but we'll get deeper into how dividends work in the near future.
Thinking of real estate, rental income is another stream of income. It's steady and reliable, but does require that you own properties to rent out, meaning it can be initially a large loss. But rental income keeps up with inflation and can provide tax benefits. Though there are risks, such as having a low demand rental or being burdened with too much day-to-day handling at the property, it's a task that can be mentally draining, especially dealing with tenants. I'm sure we're all aware of the belief held by many that all landlords are evil.
On the other hand, an active form of income is business income, earned from owning and operating a business. This one's for the real entrepreneurs. It has unlimited potential, flexibility, and tax benefits, but of course, starting a business is not easy and comes with its own risks, including competition and operational costs. This is a great source of income for individuals with a passion for entrepreneurship and the intrinsic desire for their company to succeed. But it's not really for people who aren't as dedicated to making that happen.
For the more creative individuals, there's royalty income earned by owning and licensing intellectual property, meaning patents, copyrights, or trademarks. It can be steady, reliable income, usually earned on a daily basis given the intellectual property is used or sold regularly. You can also consider investing into intellectual property that could have a high demand in the near future, but this income source is incredibly reliant on demand and popularity for the royalties to actually pay off. And something that a good example of this is when like Mariah Carey's songs come out in like Christmas, like All I Want for Christmas Is You, and everyone blasts that song in November and December. And you can think about it as her getting royalty income because she has a copyright for it.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, it's not feasible for everybody to be Mariah Carey,
yeah.
But there are ways to utilize different aspects of the seven streams of income. But they're attributed to millionaires for a reason. They pay off, and many of the streams of income we just discussed are passive, and they're not too much of a stress after you initiate them.
Everyone needs to find the right balance for themselves. Perhaps the rental field is not for you, or you don't want to run the risk that royalty income has because you're not going to be Mariah Carey.
That's right.
And moving from just earned income to more streams can't be hard.
Diversifying income is crucial in reducing reliance, spreading out risk, and stabilizing your cash flow, even in uncertain times. And it's a more personalized, adaptable way to make your financial world your financial world.
Diversification is possible even in uncertain times, like a recession. Honestly, it improves your chances in such times. But how and where do you start?
Well, we're really lucky to live in such a technological world, and we know how to use the technology. It's simple to start earning income from a web-based source. This could be an online business, even run on a platform like Shopify, where really what you're doing is just putting your products on there. Or a form of content creation, like this podcast, or YouTube, or TikTok.
And even with technology, the biggest investment you'll need to make is investing time. There's only 24 hours in a day, after all, so any side hustle is taking away from your current free time. Make sure that you're not overcommitting yourself with diversification and doing what is best for you.
It's likely best to start by adding one stream and then another and more as they apply to your scenario. Safer streams like interest and dividend income are likely the easiest places to start, while business income is a whole other scenario.
According to the College Investor, as of July 2023, the most common income sources are primary salary, investment income, real estate income, and side hustle income.
All of these are valid places to start. For most of them, you can start low hassle online with some research. For example, you can start investing in real estate on platforms like Realty Mogul, Fundrise, or ARK7.
In terms of investment income, market stocks, both large and small cap, have the highest average annual returns. But less volatile investments like bonds are also a good place to start.
Side hustles really depend on what you're passionate about and interested in. But once you know that, it's easy to start research online for your niche subject and promote your services in websites like Fiverr.
It's pretty easy to get started with diversifying income and pays off big time. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. And please, do consider where you can start diversifying your income. If you have an idea, get started now. Don't push it off. This is Rashmi and Olivia, cashing off. Cash